Minister to continue the operation in the enclave until Hamas is destroyed. A speech by Benjamin Netanyahu has been disrupted by families of hostages still held in Gaza who booed him. Mark Regev is one of his senior advisors.
We can't but help but empathize with the families. They're going through a living hell. So of course the families are going through a very difficult time and they are consumed, and rightly so, about the fate of their loved ones being held by these brutal, bloodthirsty terrorists.
Meanwhile, a Conservative MP says he's aware flare-ups in certain worldwide conflicts mean politicians have to take further safety precautions. There was a suspected arson attack on Mike Freer's offices in his constituency in North London, which has a large Jewish community. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a man was found with serious injuries in North Yorkshire. Police say they were called to Tadcaster at 7:20 this morning, with the victim dying a short time later. In sports, Nottingham Forest are aiming for a first win under boss Nuno Espirito Santo. They're facing Newcastle at St James's Park. Adam Diori's there.
Nottingham Forest lead Newcastle by 3-1 and fully deserve to be in front. The Magpies took the lead on 23 through an Isak penalty, but Forest levelled on the stroke of half-time through Chris Wood. And in the second half, the New Zealander grabbed two more, meaning Forest are on course to end their seven-game winless run. At St James's Park, it's Newcastle United 1, Nottingham Forest 3.
Huge game at the bottom of the table in the next hours. Newly promoted sides Sheffield United and Luton face each other at Bramall Lane. Victory for Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic at Dundee would take them 5 points clear. And it seems the head of state's festive message is still a major part of many people's Christmas Day. The King, the most watched TV programme yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, I suppose it's slightly sunnier now than it was an hour ago, but the forecast is it should be lovely sunshine right from 10 o'clock this morning through until sunset at 15:54 today. We certainly haven't seen it since I've been here in the studio. But a high of 9 this afternoon and going down to 5 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, a day of gusty winds and rain. There's a possible break in the rains around about lunchtime, but a high of 12 and the low of 8. Gusty winds again on Thursday. Sunny intervals in the morning. Overcast with possible showers the rest of the day. 11 and 7. And if we look forward to the New Year's Eve, well, I have to tell you, it's going to be a day of light rain and moderate drizzle, and also New Year's Day, much the same as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Make it the best Christmas ever on Phoenix 98 FM.
You're listening to Patrick Schering on Boxing Day on Phoenix FM.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
And this is John Legend.
I don't need my stocking filled with toys, and I don't need no gifts to bring me joy. Baby, I haven't hung my mistletoe, 'cause without you, baby, I can't see no point. Baby, I hope Santa brings you to me, 'cause it's all I wish for. this tree alone.
No, no, I
can't sing Christmas songs if you're not home. No, I hung my mistletoe. Cause without you, baby, I can't see no point.
Baby, I hope Santa brings you to me. Cause it's all I wish for.
Cause I deserve you, yeah. Bring me love this Christmas, cause I've been good this year. Hope is bringing me love this Christmas, cause I deserve
you, yeah.
Bring me love this Christmas, cause I've been good this year. Hope is bringing me
love this Christmas,
cause I deserve you, yeah. Bring me
love this Christmas,
cause I've been good this year.
John Legend. That's the second track that we've had from his album, The Legendary Christmas, and that's called Bring Me Love. Now then, I don't know what you're going to think about the next one. I really don't know what you're going to think about the next one. Last Christmas, of course, by Wham. One of the Christmas number one this particular year, eventually, after having been around and about for over 30 years. Now, Postmodern Jukebox are a collection of artists, a wide collection of artists, and what they do is they take a contemporary track and then they do something with it to put it to a kind of musical style from a different era. So a wide range of musicians doing a wide range of things, but that's the general thing that they do. Okay. So, bearing that in mind, we're going to put the two things together. This is Last Christmas from the Postmodern Jukebox in the style of the Andrews Sisters from the 1940s.
But you still
hope you enjoyed that. It always makes me laugh, I have to say. Last Christmas, together with all the tap dancing, of course, that is the postmodern jukebox. Let's have a bit more sanity, shall we? We've got Alison Krauss and the Wexford Carol. Don't forget, Tim Lee is turning up later on this hour. He's from the church in Mount Nessing. Tell us about all the things they've been up to. And also, we're going to be hearing from Ian from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust in this hour. This is the Wexford Carol, Alison Krauss. The voice of an angel, if anybody had it, at the Wexford Carol.
Christmas with Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Yeah, so Joe, great show, and you can check out all of our shows in the Brentwood Gazette, of course, where there's also that feature about our presenter picks, our favourite track and our favourite album of the year. Well worth having a look at all of that. Chris in Guildford said, could you play The Darkness? Christmas time, don't let the bells end. Well, I know Chris has been enjoying that, and he's there with Leela, Andrew, Kathy, Megan, and Matthew, and they've sent me a photo as well to show that they're all sitting there, so great to have you with us here this afternoon. If you'd like a request, if you'd like a particular track that you're desperate to hear, well, you can do the same thing, just email us radio@phoenixfm.com, and they're all having their leftovers from yesterday as well, which is a good thing. We shall be hearing from the Brentwood School's Christian Worker Trust fairly soon from Ian and Sue. In the meantime, this is Maddie Pryor and the Carnival Band. That's Mandy Pryor and the Carnival Band. We'll play that for Phil and Derek in Enfield, North London, because I know how much they really enjoy the music of Mandy Pryor. I've been to see them live. It's 2:27 here on a Boxing Day afternoon, and it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, delighted to say that everywhere locally, there's no issues with traffic at all. Wilson's Corner, no problems. And I just wanted to say that because I never get to say that on a Friday afternoon. But no issues at all in Wilson's Corner. And in fact, everywhere locally is good. The motorway, the problems there down towards the junction with the A13. And then the other side of the bridge and the tunnel. Very, very, very busy indeed, where there must be people who've been up to Lakeside and Blue Waters for their shopping. So it's really busy over there. So if you've got somebody who's over there doing their shopping, then they're going to get some traffic and trouble when they come to leave. The M11, again, no real problems there until we get up to the junction with the 414 for Harlow. There's a bit of traffic there. The A12, no issues until you get up to Hope Green and that area, and there's a bit of traffic there, but again, not very much. And some more words that I never get to say on a Friday. No issues at all in Chelmsford with the traffic either. So we'll have another update in an hour's time. Don't forget, I'm here with you today through until 4. This is Pat Boone, taking us right back to 1957.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Ho! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ho! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, rocking through the snow in a souped-up open sleigh. Santa's up today, rolling all the way. Bells on bobtail swing, making spirits bright. What fun it is to rock and roll a sleighing song tonight.
Ho!
Well, we're certainly mixing it up for you here this afternoon with all of our appropriate Christmas-style music, and that was Pat Boone. So Ian and Sue from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust, they gave a little bit of a chat for us on the show just before Christmas on Friday last week, and going to be talking to us now on Boxing Day with a little bit about everything that they get up to.
Hi. This is Ian from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust, a local educational charity that serves schools all over the Brentwood area, providing Christian learning and support. And I'm here today with Sue, our lead schools worker. Hi, Sue.
Hello, Ian. Hello, everybody.
Hi there. And thank you, Patrick, for inviting us to come on your show today and to talk a little bit about how we celebrate Christmas. And of course, for us, in our work, which is serving local schools, Christmas really starts a long time before Christmas in terms of the preparations for getting ready for all the work that we do in schools around Christmas time. the projects that we do at Christmas time in the weeks before Christmas take a lot of planning and a lot of preparation. So we kind of start working on that way back in September, don't we, Sue? And tell us a little bit, just briefly, about the two big projects that we do in the run-up to Christmas in schools.
Yes, we start almost before all the Christmas decorations start in the shops, actually, I think. We have two main Christmas projects that we have. So one of them is called Christmas Wonder, in which we're encouraging Year 6 students to wonder about the Christmas story. So find what's amazing in the story and use their imaginations to think and explore the story and what it can mean for them in their own lives now, today. And the other big set of lessons that we do are with infants, which is telling the story. It's called From Darkness to Light. And we tell the Christmas story around the theme and recognizing parts of darkness in the world and light and where the light comes in the story. So that's with infants years 1 and 2 very often. Yeah, they're great.
And yeah, they are. And we did before Christmas, we did about 32 sessions of those all together, saw about almost 1,000 pupils coming through all those sessions. So it was a great time. And so for us in our work, we our Christmas celebrations, as it were, begin pretty early. But what about you, Sue, and on a more sort of personal level, what kinds of things do you do around Christmas time to celebrate this festival?
I'd say it really starts with Advent Sunday for me, because very often in church there's a service, an Advent Sunday service, which is candlelit and going once again from darkness to light. I that really starts it off for me. I love that meditative, beautiful, really sensory service. It's great. And then I think the carol services is the next thing. I love singing carols, and I love those traditional carol services where they're often full of people singing, really full, you know, really heartily joining in. So I love that. And then come Christmas Day, very often I'm up quite early eating chocolate, and then I go to church in the morning, and big Christmas lunch at lunchtime with lots of the family. I've come from a big family, so very often it's a very large, quite raucous occasion. And then one of the big traditions of our Christmas is the wrapping paper fight as we open presents. So that's usually quite good fun.
That sounds fun, yeah. A wrapping paper fight. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I mean, similar things for me. I mean, I have the privilege of leading the sort of musical side of the worship in our church sometimes. And I had the privilege of doing that on Advent Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent a few weeks ago. And then kind of introducing people at church to the idea of expecting and anticipating the coming of Christmas and the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Also had the privilege of leading the music for our carol service, which was great. And the Christmas Day itself is, yeah, for us a time to get together with the family. So our wider family sort of come together, and as often as we can, we do that around Christmas time. So yeah, but we haven't done a wrapping paper fight. Maybe that's something we should introduce. That should be fun.
And get quite chaotic, I have to say.
Sure, yeah, great.
It's a dual use of the wrapping paper.
It is, yeah, yeah. Don't waste it, just have a fight with it. Exactly. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Sue. Thanks for sharing about that with us. And thanks again to Patrick for inviting us to come on your show. And perhaps I can take this opportunity on behalf of Sue and myself and everyone at the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust just to wish everyone a very happy new year.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Ian and Sue. And you asked for a version of Mary, Did You Know? So we'll have CeeLo Green.
Mary, did Simon. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Green and Mary, did you know? Good afternoon to John, who is there in the Dordogne listening to us now, which is fantastic to know. And he says, from John and the gang down there in the Dordogne, that's all the family who are there with us. And he said, just a quick email to thank you for providing us with a brilliant show this afternoon, on for being there when everyone else is at home and filled with turkey. Thank you. So thank you very much for that, John. It's really good to know that. But not everybody's at home, because I am delighted to say I'm joined here in the studio by Tim Lee. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hello, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here, Tim. We were just discussing earlier on what people were having for their lunch today, and people were having sort of like their leftovers done in interesting ways. What about yourself?
Well, no, I'm no turkey surprises here. No. We just had soup for lunch. Actually, I was given the farmer next to one of the churches is gave me a huge pumpkin, which I'm getting through at the moment, and that's just a nice winter warmer, really. So I don't think we're not big fans of turkey anyway. So we'll do something else. We had beef yesterday. So.
Okay, well, fair answer, right? That's all right. Good. So how's your Christmas been?
It's been great. Yes, I think one of the highlights was we had a carol service at Margaretting Church, and just before we arrived, a lady had opened up the church beforehand and said, "Oh, I thought I'd let you know, a bird got in." There was a robin, which he stole the show. It's he. During every one of the readings where we were meant to be listening to the reading, the robin decided to fly around, so he was swooping backwards and forwards. He was very sweet, but he rather stole the show. Of course, we had to open up the church the next day to get the robin out, but I'm pleased to say he's back and none the worse for wear.
Tim, the joys of country churches. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Tim, you asked for Ella Fitzgerald, the Christmas song. Why do you like Ella Fitzgerald?
Oh, energy, joy, real, an amazing voice, yes.
Mm-hmm. chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Christmas song. We shall be having the second of our sets of Christmas number ones and asking you which particular year they were the Christmas number one after we've heard all of our latest adverts.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
That's Antonia with a great, great Saturday morning breakfast show. Okay, we're into the competition again. Three people who've had number ones, three Christmas number ones, and we simply want to know the year that each one of them was number one. And if you want to email me in and tell me, that would be great. Otherwise, just play along. And people in Guildford, people in France, people in Brentwood, people in Billericay, wherever you happen to be. So the first one of these today, Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. When was this, number one?
I believe we can be more sensitive to the needs of our fellow man, that we can be better neighbors to each other. Sometimes we take too much for granted and we forget to tell each other we care. I think the holidays provide a wonderful opportunity to bind friendships and to show our loved ones that they're important to us, that we're happy they're in the world. It's something we should do more often. And the spirit of Christmas is a joyous reminder of our responsibilities as people.
Everyone's neighbor, and misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream.
Johnny Mathis, So When a Child is Born. Tim, what year do you think that was number one?
I think that was 1977.
And Chris in Guildford thinks it's 1975. And guess what? It was 1976. Okay, Boney M., Mary's Boy Child. When was this number one?
Mary's Boy Child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Long time ago in Bethlehem.
The people shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
So that's Boney M and Mary's Boy Child. So, Tim, what year do you think that was number one?
Wow, 1986.
1986.
Okay.
Yes, Tim, you're well out. So, 1986 for Tim. Chris in Guildford thinks 1975. And actually, Chris, 1978. For Boney M. I think you said 75, or what did you say here? 79, yeah, you said 79. So you're back to your Friday kind of usual things, 1 year out. 1 year out with both of them. We come to our final one of this three. Ed Sheeran and Perfect. When was this Christmas number one?
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what.
Ed Sheeran and Perfect. And Tim, when do you think that was the number one?
Oh, I'm going to guess 2018.
2018, okay. And Christian says, absolutely no idea. Never listen to him. Seems like a decent chap. But there you go. Well done, Chris. It's 2017. So, Tim, you're 1 year out this time.
Looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.